President John Mahama has called on the West African Examinations Council, WAEC, to put his house in order. He said, though WAEC is an independent body, government requires very high standards. President Mahama also directed the BNI to collaborate with WAEC to deal with persons found culpable in the leakage of examination questions. He was addressing students of the University of Mines and Technology, UMAT, in Takwa in the Western Region. President Mahama said it is totally unacceptable that students learn vigorously for years only to have their papers cancelled.
News of a possible leakage in the secondary school certificate exam. We therefore urge WAEC to urgently work to plug all loopholes to protect the integrity of the exams, and I've asked the BNI to work with WAEC and deal drastically with anybody found to be involved in this negative practice.
The General Secretary of NAT, David Ofori Echampong, says WAEC should be blamed for the latest leakage of the WASI papers. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Echampong said the council has over the years failed to adhere to the rules and regulations regarding the conduct of examination. He said it is not right for WAEC to release the question papers to teachers who are themselves invigilators a day before the examination.
WAEC, of course.
Why should we put the blame on them?
There are processes for the conduct of an exam. First, you have the preparatory process, and that is undertaken by WAEC. They have their own security print shop where the questions are printed. Their staff conduct the printing of the examination paper. When it's finished, their staff pack the exams into their van and drive them to their regional depot, staffed by staff of WAEC. Our teachers who conduct the exams have access to the document 30 minutes before each paper is written. If that is the case, and we have reports that papers are available 24 hours, 48 hours before the exams are written, whom do you blame?
Well, for this instance, Agnes Tay, could you explain that it's not really leakage? The paper came out some few hours to the exams, for instance.
Do you believe that? They have the other media report that people have access to those documents 24 hours before the exams were written.
So this latest thing at the second cycle level is reminiscent of what happened during the BCE last year. Can these leakages ever be stopped or solved?
You see, WAEC itself is not being honest with us. WAEC is an international examination body. It conducts interviews, examinations for Ghana, for Nigeria, Liberia, Gambia, and Sierra Leone. In Ghana, we have a security print shop for WAEC Ghana. Now, because it's an international examination, the questions are the same in the five countries. So WAEC should come and tell us whether in Sierra Leone they have their own security print shop, in Nigeria you have the same thing, and then tell us that they have enough security precautions to prevent leakages. Then we would understand them. Because in this era of technological advancement, if there are leakages in Nigeria, within 2 minutes, it can get to Ghana through social media. But if they are not telling us, and they are rather saying that it is teachers and the rest who should be blamed for all that is happening, then I cannot side with them.
But if you put the blame entirely on WAEC, what about the parents and students who fight tooth and nail to get full knowledge of the questions instead of learning? Aren't they contributing to the perpetration of this perennial problem?
If WAEC is serious about the integrity of the examination, they will get competent people, honest people, who will not turn out the papers for parents to get access to the questions.
Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Education, Matthias Pulsa, says he does not agree with those calling for the dissolution of the WAEC board. He said what is needed is total overhauling of the conduct of examination in the country.
You know, last year when there was this big scandal over
the BCE
exams, we met with the ministry and WAEC and tried to tease out some of the possibilities, some of the causes of that incident. Little did we know that it was going to fall, so barely 6 months later. So what we will do and we can do is to go back to the drawing table with them and then try to strategize again.
Should we dissolve WAEC or call for heads to rule, as Nagrat is suggesting?
I've heard a few people mention that on some of these radio stations, and I don't think we need to dissolve a national asset in this hasty manner. I would suggest that, yes, some heads may have to rule, but then we should do it in a manner that, at the end of the day, the intervention should be beneficial to the nation as a whole.
The Coalition of Parents of Private Schools has expressed worry about the WASI leakage and asked WAEC to look for innovative ways to prevent the recurrence. Executive Secretary Dr. Simon Gbene asked parents to exercise patience while the education leadership finds a way to solve the problem. Dr. Gbene, in an interview with George Ankara, appealed to the media and other critics to stop the blame game and offer solutions to the problem.
In fact, the news came to me very surprisingly, because from the last time we had these leakages, it was all agreed that WAEC had put a lot of measures to prevent such leakages. Unfortunately, we are at it again. It's really disheartening, especially we, the parents. My daughter is writing the exam, and I'm as worried as any other parent. However, I think hope is not lost. Whenever we try to find solutions, we'll achieve it. So I will call on all parents to be calm, and then also urge WAEC to look for innovative ways of stopping these leakages. And I also want to call on all media men especially to be circumspect on the way they comment on these things, because it's really frightening to the children when they hear these kind of commentary that is going on. The reality is that what is dawning on our children today is not a new phenomenon.
Cannot agree with you, because those in the remote villages may not be privy to any of these leakages, and that could affect their psyche.
It's true. We are talking about the future of our children. So we want to urge WAEC to look for innovative ways of solving this problem, and also call on everybody who has a way of helping solve the problem. We shouldn't sit on the fence, because it's affecting all of us. This is what I owe, and it is really disheartening and disturbing to us parents. And we are wondering when these things will stop. There's still hope, and we want everybody to come on board, not to be apportioning blame here and there. Because I see the Ghanaian currently is always finding ways of doing wrong things. So the societal psyche is a bit perverted, and we should guard against it, and all of us collectively. The blame should not be WAEC. If I tell you the number of ways papers leak, you realize that it's not always from WAEC. But even when the papers have been brought to the schools, people find ways of leaking it. So it is the societal psyche which is being perverted.
If you look at even the tertiary institutions, don't we have very bad examples of some lecturers giving out questions to their girlfriends for whatever reasons?
That's precisely what I'm saying, that it's the societal psyche. It's the society. It's a mirror. It's not only with JHS or SHS. It is the societal psyche which is being perverted. Because all over, you go to schools, institutions, everything. So we need to come up collectively to solve this problem. So this apportioning blame to WAEC. WAEC can bring all the lofty ideas to stop this. But if we don't assist, if we don't go on the radio stations and speak as if it is affecting a portion of the society and we are not included, then we can't solve this problem. We must take it upon ourselves that this is a problem, so that whoever comes to speak, you must bring solutions rather than the blame game. There's too much poisoning of the atmosphere.